Dear God, in the wondrous name of your Son Jesus, we say thank you that we are looking for that day. We are looking for that moment. And oh Lord, could it be today? Could it be now? Could it be when we open our eyes that we would see you face to face this morning? Praise your wondrous name. Lord, let it be reality this day to us. Let it be reality to your people this day. God, help us to have that fervent desire to want to see you. Lord, allow that love to be worked and sown in our life as only you can, Jesus. We thank you for that wonderful work that you did upon that cross. I'm so grateful to God that it is finished. Help us to rest in that this morning, that it is your work, that it is by grace, that it's by your love. And I'm so thankful to God that that's what gets it done in each and every one of our lives. And as we rejoice in you this morning, pour forth your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, anoint each and every life. Open hearts this day. We give you the praise. May we magnify your wondrous name. And it's in that name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to the book of Ephesians. And we're going to chapter 3 and verse 20. Familiar portion of Scripture. Thank God it is familiar to our lives and our hearts. But that's Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Quite a lineup there, isn't it? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, arguably, brothers and sisters, this is one of the most incredible, the most awesome, the most inspiring verses in the entire Word of God. And how often I am so grateful to say that the sweet voice, those sweet words are heard in these walls. And I'm grateful that I do believe today that there's a chime, there's a strum that comes across our heart when we truly hear these words, because we know that they're for each and every one of us individually, that the personal Savior is dealing with us via that wonderful Holy Ghost, taking the things of Christ and making them ours. That is the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Praise be to God. But as the Lord brought this, I thought, how rarely most ever hear this verse, though, in its entirety. It's kind of like Romans 8:28, if you will, where we go, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And we stop there and everybody's rejoicing and hugging and spiritual high-fiving or whatever you want to say. And we're just so grateful to God that He is so faithful. But, you know, there's a part two to that. And it's very important that we get the entire Word of God. And He says there, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Brothers and sisters, there is a qualifier. It's called the will of God. It's the will of God. It is not a free-for-all to God. We've mentioned that in times past. It all works together, brothers and sisters, for good when we, by grace, and remember, this is all by grace. It's just a gift. We never deserved it. It's His love for us. But when we, by grace, live the calling of God's purpose in our lives. And in our text, brothers and sisters, the exceeding abundantly, it works the very same way. And you'll notice that word, according. Right. According. It's a big word. It's found many times in the Word of God. And that word, according, means in as much as, or the distribution of. So let's look at it in our text here today. So we see that it's exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, in as much as, or the distribution of, the power that works in us. Isn't that wonderful? Now, throughout the Word of God, and I'm so grateful for Him for this, it never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I had a sweet conversation with my wife yesterday, and we were talking about whether it was ladies' head coverings or some of these other things. And a lot of times in the church today, we think of things as, well, that's old-fashioned. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And don't you ever forget that. By the grace of God, let this word work effectually in you. That this wonderful Christ He's the same. He hasn't changed. This old world is changing in a lot of different ways. And there's a lot of nice things that we can come and use and utilize. But let me tell you something as well too. The evil of man, as the Word of God is saying, is waxing worse and worse at this time. And let me tell you something. That devil is subtle. And he'll get in there any way he can. And don't let him allow you to not stand for the things of God. So I just thank Him for His wonderful work in our lives. But His Word has never changed. And in that it has never changed, it's like that word according. Whether the Word of God says according to, sometimes in the Word of God it says to the measure of. The Word of God also says that we should or allow or let. It's all contingent upon one thing in our lives, brothers and sisters. And it is the only thing that you or I could ever do for God, and that is yield. Amen. It does require us to yield. The Word of God works effectually in them that believe. Them that believe has surrendered and says, Lord, I'm coming unto you. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. See, I love to believe God like that. I'm so thankful that I don't just tippy-toe sheepishly around the throne of grace. I'm learning to get in there boldly. I'm learning to hit my knees running before the throne. And I want to reside in there. And by the grace of God, I never want to leave. And He wants me to rejoice there. You know, we hear for people that fish start to smell after 3 days. Let me tell you something. He loves to smell that wonderful incense and myrrh. Praise God. He really does. He wants you rejoicing with Him and the Father. He never wants you to leave that throne room. He wants you right there. He never forsakes us. He never leaves us. But by the grace of God, may we get focused. And that is really the intention of what this message is calling out to us in that power today upon the wonderful glory of God that is in the face of Jesus Christ. But here's the exciting news. As He's doing this work in us, you've got it. You realize that you've got it. And I'm talking about the power. You have got this power. And I know you're thinking, well, who me? You don't realize what I did last night. You don't realize what I did this week. You don't realize what I may be even thinking right now as I'm sitting in this pew. If you're a child of God, you have this power. Amen. Do not let the enemy tell you that you don't. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24 says, Christ, the power of God. Did you hear that? Christ, the power of God. He put it all in that Son. And praise be to God, when we accept Him into our lives, Christ liveth in me. Oh, I'm so grateful to God for that. I don't live any longer. I'm dead. But I'm alive in Him. And I live that wondrous life by the faith of the Son of God who loves me. Oh, yes, He loved me, but He loves me. And gave Himself for me. Oh, what a finished work upon that cross. If He can get that to you today and allow you to rejoice in that today, I'm telling you, you're going to have power. You're going to have an increase of power. You're going to have a build-up in power. You might even have a power that's exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. And that is the only power that God delivers. It's always exceeding. It's always beyond anything that we could ever imagine, brothers and sisters. It makes the way out of no way. It gives me hope when there's no hope. That's your Jesus. And that's the power of God that rests in His children. It is there and it is completely there. Just by faith we need to let it go, don't we? Might scare you someday. You tap into that power. I'm telling you, there's been times I've praised the Lord and I've even scared myself. But it's Christ in me. And it's wonderful. And brothers and sisters, we got to quit being inhibited by this thing. And we got to start worshiping Him. Yep. Oh, what a wonderful time it is in worshiping the Lord with everything that is within me. Like Brother David said, praise His name. But the calling in this verse. There's a calling in this verse. There's many callings. We're just going to touch on one of the innumerable. But how much power do you want in your life this morning? Really, how much power do you want? Now, I know you're sitting there and say, well, that's a stupid question. Give it all to me. Well, let me tell you something. Most of God's precious people are just living on the fumes. That's all they're living on, because they're afraid. They're afraid to let go of these weights of the world. They're afraid to let go of themselves. Well, I don't know about this. I might not have control anymore. Let me tell you something. That's a great thing. You need to start giving up control and let the one that'll drive you right down that wonderful fine line of grace. He'll find that narrow way for you, and it will be perfect. Every time we try to get our hands on the wheel, oh, Lord, help us. I'll tell you, I'm starting to teach my son to drive. And my goodness. Oh, yes. And he does bless me. He's got his hand on us, and I need your prayer. But some of those things don't come naturally, you know. But really, it is. It's that same thing. He's taking and steering us, brothers and sisters. He's the leader. I don't have to go find my way. He is the way. And if we'll just start allowing Him to lead us, to guide us, and that wonderful Holy Spirit, there's no questions there. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. He's got it. He really does. It's not just something that we talk about. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. He said, just rejoice in today. Be thankful for today. You know what? Tomorrow might not even ever come. But if it does, the one thing, He'll be there. And He's got it. And it'll be today. And He said, your sufficiency is for this day. I've got it for you. Praise the Lord. And I'm so grateful to Him, for that is the peace that passes understanding. See, the world doesn't understand these things. They're always going to get caught up in future events. They're going to worry about this and that. You understand that, sure, God gave you a mind, and sure, we plan in certain ways. But let me tell you something. You just be confident in Him for this day. And be confident in Him that if He gives you any more, He'll be there just as well. And praise God, allow me to see you even more mighty. You've never changed. You're more mighty than I could ever imagine. But allow this heart to see you that way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, do you know that we have been blessed, truly, to live in this age of miraculous power? Oh yeah. A lot of times I've heard people say, oh, well, if I could only live back then. If I only could have just allowed, you know, God allowed Moses to speak to me. If I could only seen that sea part, you know, I'd have a lot more faith. Let me tell you something. You live in the day of miraculous power.
Amen.
Miraculous power. That's exactly what this meaning of this word power is in the Greek. It's miraculous. It's supernatural. It's the dynamite. Oh yeah. And let me tell you something. God set it off in His people at Pentecost. And He did. And it's so wonderful. I was thinking of those dear brothers, those dear disciples. There they were with Jesus all that wondrous time. Could you imagine in glory? Right there, in the flesh, with your wonderful Jesus. You've been able to touch Him and to hold Him and all of those things. Praise be to God. Him speaking audibly right there to you, face to face. How wonderful! But yet all He could say to those brothers is, I've got many more things to tell you. I've got many more things to tell you, but you can't bear them. You can't understand them now until He, the Spirit of truth, is come, that wonderful Comforter, and He will guide you. He will lead you. He will draw you into all truth. Now, I'm excited about that. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine He's saying all truth? Nothing short of it. This is God's very word. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to a full, a complete, an exact knowledge. Isn't that wonderful? Of the truth of His Son, of the Word of God, of Jesus Christ. And that is what's been opened to us today. Now are you getting, by the grace of God, when He said, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, praise be to God. And let me tell you something. He unleashed that wondrous power, as He said there in Acts 1:8 to those brothers. He said, and ye shall have power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now let's talk about that power. That's the very power of Christ power. Come on now, stay into this. We got to stay with this. We're in a battle. You're in a fight for your very life. By the grace of God, you're fighting the good fight of faith. And I know sometimes we get weary, brothers and sisters, but I want you to know what's in the tank. And it's there, and it's so complete and full. Brothers and sisters, you have it. You don't have to just be a teacher to have it. You don't just have to have a voice that sings like, oh, I don't know what, but it's just awesome to hear Brother Bob play this wonderful piano. To be a preacher, let me tell you something. You've got it. God made all different kinds of birds and they sing. And I'm going to tell you, sing. Let Him sing through you. Let Him have this power come through your life. And it'll be the most wonderful thing. But this is the very power of Christ power. This is the very power of His might power. I'm telling you. You know, one day I got tired. I really got tired of it. And I've been a Christian ever since I can remember. I told you that. I don't remember when I asked Jesus in my heart. I know I did because I know I had to. But I'm so thankful. I just knew to call out to Him that He's my Savior, that He's my Comforter, that He's right there for me. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But I got tired of living defeat after another defeat after another defeat after another defeat. And you know what often it was? It was the same old thing that kept wearing me down, that kept beating me up. I felt like I was stuck right in the mud. As the Word of God says, it's like a dog returning right to his own vomit every single time. Maybe that'll wake you up this morning. Yeah. And He showed me, son, I gave you the Holy Spirit. I gave you the very power of my might. I gave you the very thing by the grace of God that will allow you to be victorious in all things. Now think about this. And it can be different. Let me tell you something. You can live a victory here today. This was the very enabling power of Christ as He dwelt among men. As He walked this earth, this was His same power. This was His same power. This was the power by the grace of God that defeated Satan in the wilderness. And I'll give you the secret. It is written.
Hallelujah.
Well, what's written? It's the Word of God. That's how He defeated him. And that's how you defeat him in your life. It's the same power. Now let's go back to that Spirit. And I'll lead you, I'll guide you into all truth. Now, what part of that truth don't you want to believe? I want to defeat by the grace of God. He is defeated.
Amen.
He already is defeated. I want you to know that.
Amen.
But I want Him flee defeated.
Amen.
Come around me and you're going to get the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
You can't stand against that. No one can. It is written.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know what I'm finding out? You know what it is? It is written for me. It's for me. It's that personal. These words of love throughout this wonderful Word is the love story, is the love letter that is written to me. You say, oh, you feel awful mighty important. Let me tell you something. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the One who set this all in motion. He said, I'm the apple of His eye and I believe it. I believe when He said, I love you, that He loves me so. And I am not afraid to go into this Word of God and to say, Lord, allow Your Spirit to open up this Word. And I'm not going to stop searching to see how much You really do love me. And I open it up every single day by His grace. And I'm telling you, I can't imagine how much He loves me. And it's more every day. And the letters never get old. The story never gets old. It only grows brighter. It's alive. It is alive. It's the only thing that's alive. This is the Christ, and it lives in me. But this was the same power that caused Him and allowed Him to be obedient to the Father in all things, even unto death. Yeah, He's for you. We've got a battle going on, don't we? I heard a dear sister up at camp She grew up the way I did. I know it. She knew the Lord from just a wee little thing. But you know what? She got out in the world. And let me tell you something. The Lord never forsook her. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Just know it. Get that out of the way. And then you'll learn to live for Him. You really will. You say, you mean He loves me like that? And I said, oh yes, He does. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Go read and rejoice in Romans 8. It's so wonderful. But there she was, you know, she said. But it's hard. The Lord is drawing her back in, and it's wonderful, and we're praying. I hope you pray for me. Because, but for the grace of God, there go I. And but for the grace of God, there go you too. I hope you understand that. But she said there's a pull. And when this flesh starts to experience things and experiencing things, you know what? This flesh likes those pleasures of that sin for a season, and they do. All right? Now, we know the Spirit is willing. I understand the Word of God tells me the flesh is weak. But you know what? If He before me, if He before you, who could be against you? Who could be against you? And I'm talking for your life, for those that concern your life. And let me tell you something. You concern me in my life. God has given me such a wonderful flock to watch, to see. He's your shepherd. I hope you know that. But I'm just here. I don't know. And He encourages me, and you encourage my life. And I want to give you the Word. And He said, Jesse, just preach the Word. They'll grow up. They'll be fat. They'll be full. They'll be ready for me. And that's what I'm seeing, and that's what God is doing. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There's a power. There's a wondrous working power. And that power needs to be unleashed today in your life. Let it draw you. It's already in you. Let it grow up. Let it become the one that just controls. Lord, let this mind be in me that was also in you. God, allow me, because I know His sheep hear His voice. You hear the voice of God. You don't have an excuse. You do hear it. He told me you do. Don't tell me that you don't. And you know what that voice will do? It will encourage, but it'll always convict. It does. It convicts you. You know when He's calling you out of something. You know when He's saying, oh, don't go that way, honey. That's just going to be a mess. That's going to be a problem. We had a little guy. He got away from his mom and daddy up at camp. And they were right there all the time. You talk about good parents. And I love them so. And they love those little guys. And we were all getting ready to eat. Maybe we were just a little too hungry. We kept our eyes off him just for a second. But he was gone. I mean, he was gone. And let me tell you something. That whole camp meeting, we were concerned. I got in a car with that camp director guy, and I'm telling you, I called out to the Lord as fast as he was driving. But that man was concerned for that little boy. But those parents, and I could see that daddy. Oh, was he concerned. I could see. It was just like his life had left him. Where's my son? You know, there's a big woods out here. There's bears. We'd seen them almost every night. Thanks be to God that he was just back in the dorm, back in the cabin. But see, that's us, brothers and sisters, and that's the Father that loves you.
Hallelujah.
And He's just looking for you all the time, and He knows exactly where you're at, and He's just saying, come on. Come on, prodigal, come on back. I got a feast waiting every time, doesn't He? It's so wonderful. The robe, the ring. But oh Lord, when I've been out there before, the thing I enjoy the most is the kiss. Oh, just continue to kiss me with the sweet kisses of your mouth. Oh, what a wonderful Lord we have. I don't know where He's taking this thing today, but let's just get on the ride and go with Him. Praise be to God. So you think that it was the power that kept Him obedient. Praise God to the Father, even to the death of the cross. The same power of His resurrection. And brothers and sisters, we have that power. Do you understand that? The power of the resurrection. That same working power. I tell you, full overcomer, here we come. Yes, He wants it for your life. This is His life power. This is His power working in us. This is His power growing, yes, maturing and building and building. And the only way it ever comes out, truly, no matter what you think, it's always exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That's the power of our wonderful Christ. And I'm going to tell you, it'll be power that is so evident, that is so present, that is so real, that you can't deny it. It's just going to come. Praise the Lord. We yield to Him, and it is going to happen. I'm so grateful to God. I see the boldness working in your life. You're seeing the boldness work in my life. That's just God. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I am naturally a shy person. It's easier for me to withdraw and go blend in with the wood over here or the bricks over there. I can't help but come and love you. I can't help but come and kiss you. It's the love of God. I don't know what it is, but Jesus came in and something happened. And power came in. And I'm telling you, love jumped out of this vessel. And it's just God. And He wants that for us to enter in. Remember last week, don't forget that message. It's good. Oh man, and there's pleasure. Praise the Lord that we dwell together. And that's to settle down in marriage.
Praise God. Amen.
I only heard one or two. But I believe it's in your hearts. I'll just let Him visit with you on that one. But brothers and sisters, as we close this up, a lot of times we talk about power. And I'm not talking about the power that rents the rocks in two. I'm not talking about that power. I am not talking about the power that parts a sea and allows them to walk across on dry ground. I'm not even talking about the power of a brother whose shadow passing over the sick makes them whole. Now that's some mighty stuff, and that's incredible. And I love to see God's healing power. I love to see God's miracles. But let me tell you something. We're talking today the miraculous power. Oh yeah, there's a difference. Stay with me. I'm talking about the power, brothers and sisters, for us to endure hardness as a good soldier. I'm talking about the power that we can be patient in tribulation. I'm talking about the power today, by the grace of God, of the power of Christ resting upon us in our total and complete weakness. I'm talking about the power that enables us, enables you to rejoice and be thankful and content in all things. I'm talking about the power to quit worrying about who I am and what I'm going to be doing and understanding by the grace of God to trust Him that it is Christ that liveth in me to will and to do of His good pleasure. I am talking about the power of a life that truly can settle down and live and just wait and be patient in that waiting. Oh my. And want to win Him. Now, to be a Christian in this day and age, and to have that vision, do you realize the power that you have working in you? Do you really realize it? Do you really, can you fathom the miracle that's going on there? The miracle of miracles? That we finally, truly, yes, that Lord, I've quit looking at myself to do. God, I'm going to put away, I'm going to put aside all that wood, hay, and stubble. And understand that it might just be a small amount. But God put in my life the gold, silver, and the precious stone. Oh yeah. That's a miracle. That's amazing. And that is the miraculous power of our God. And brothers and sisters, God help us today to realize that we have this power in us. We have it in us. Not just pieces of it. Not just bits here and there. But Christ's very own, complete and perfect and absolutely finished and victorious power in all things power. It's the power to live all the fullness of God. It's the power by His grace to come boldly into that throne of grace and say, Lord, I'm here for my title deed. Praise God. Now you talk about that power. That I can come and sup. That's the power of God. That I know that when that veil was written twain, and He said, get into that holy of holies, I'm going to check myself righteousness at the door. And I'm going to say, Lord, this is what you want? Yep, it is. Son, I want to give it all to you. It's all yours. Hallelujah. I saw you standing over there, son, and your beauty has just captivated me to no end. I want you to have all of it. And let me tell you something. That's the power. It's His love. That's the power. And it's right there. And what He loves me with, oh my, you talk about power. Now, He said it, brothers and sisters. He said it. And He gave it. Yes, He did. He gave it freely, didn't He? And you got it? Oh, yes. Now believe it.
Amen.
And live it. And by the grace of God, by the grace of God, let's grow up into Him in all things with it. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You again for Your wondrous visiting us today. We appreciate the love. We appreciate, God, the fervency that You can put in our hearts. Lord, just stir us up. God, allow us to stir up that gift that's within us. Praise the Lord. Lord, help us to come boldly under that throne. If there be indifferent hearts this morning, help them to break free. Help them to break free of whatever their upbringing was or religion has taught them or all of these different things. Let them listen to the I Am. I Am. Now that's the one that's speaking to them today. It's not because of a person here today. It's not because of a bunch of people or a nice church. We're thankful for all of that, but it's because of Your Son, Jesus Christ. The I Am. Now let's settle down in that. Let's go on. Praise God. Help us to not withdraw. Help us to not be afraid. Help us not to neglect. But let us come boldly in there and let's sup on the very meat of this gospel. Thank You for the message. We give You all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.